Elwood, and up next we got a little bit of heat hit for you. A heat hit. I have no idea what that is. But this is from the Mixdown.
You are now listening
to CITR
101.9 FM Vancouver.
Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Ah, here you go, yeah! Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Third Time's the Charm here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is 10 minutes after 10 o'clock. Yes, a very late start for yours truly today on CITR. This show, of course, called Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday, normally from 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning, but a late start getting out of bed, getting ready, and getting here as, yes, the roads are still a bit treacherous out there, still a bit slippery, a bit slidey, and public transport doing what it can to keep things moving in the city, but expecting lots of delays and that sort of thing. So, yes, getting here, not extremely difficult, but just waiting a bit too long for public transport to get me here, and that's where we're sitting at 10 minutes after 10 o'clock and the late start for this edition of the program. But we've had some songs to tide you over, some Christmas delights courtesy of Vengeance Is Mine. Thanks, Trevor, for letting us listen to your mix CD for most of this morning and the early hours of last night. And that's a nice way to transition well, I think, into Third Time's the Charm on CITR 101.9 FM. It's December 23rd. It is two sleeps until the big day. That's right, two sleeps until Christmas is upon us. And yes, it's a very white-looking Christmas if you have not yet realized it. Of course, many people in the city of Vancouver have, unfortunately, because they're digging out still from the white stuff that hit us very hard on Sunday. And we're expecting more of it by early this evening, so if you haven't already gotten out to shovel your walks, shovel the snow off the car, and clear a path for yourself to get in and out of the house, tonight would be the time to do it, because we're going to get hit with another big dump of snow, and that will last us through until about Boxing Day, and then it's said to warm up, and all that snow just may turn into a nice sticky slush, which is typical of Vancouver, although they said that this is the first white Christmas we've had since 1998, so 10 years have gone by, and not having a white Christmas in Vancouver, so some people are very thankful for that. And yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I went out yesterday, just taking in the snow, taking my daughter out for a little sleigh ride, and out in the park. It was a beautiful day, sunny, not too cold, and lots of snow on the ground, of course. But I dread the day when it all turns to the sticky black stuff we call slush, and that could hit us as early as this weekend. So get prepared. Hopefully you have gumboots and all the necessary winter gear prepared for that inevitability. But in the meantime, perhaps you're still at home. Perhaps you're just waking up. Perhaps you're just putting that first cup of coffee in your gullet and getting the first tasty morsels of food down your throat this morning. It is going to be a good one, though. If you're staying indoors today, you've got CITR along for the ride. You're listening to us on your old transistor radio at 101.9 FM, or you're streaming us online, www.citr.ca, courtesy of our website. And we do so 24/7 because we love you. And we must give you your Christmas cheer over the holidays if you're not visiting folks out of the city of Vancouver, or perhaps you're not getting any visitors to your homestead. We'll be your visitors over the Christmas holidays. We'll keep you company. We'll give you all the Christmas presents you need. Your beloved friends at CITR. So, here we are. And this edition, of course, as promised, will be our Christmas edition of Third Time's the Charm. But we got a few songs that we want to get off our chest just to kind of warm up, get things going. Because why not? I mean, that's really the name of the game here. But even before we get into those few songs just to warm up, I want to give a big shout out to Gary this morning, who emailed me last week on the show and emailed me a great request, which I had to honor to begin this edition of Third Time's the Charm, because it was, of course, for the one and only Rocket from the Crypt. And why else would I ignore such a great request than to play some Rocket from the Crypt? So we decided to go back and play something from All Systems Go, the compilation of singles, rarities, and B-sides that the San Diego group collected over their history, 25 songs in all, on All Systems Go Volume 2, which then, assumedly, you would realize there was a Volume 1, and there is also a Volume 3 that is currently available through the Rocket from the Crypt mail order website. And if you have not caught wind of that, then you best get on it and collect the third volume of Rarities, B-Sides, and out-of-print stuff that this now defunct San Diego band has to offer. But we played a little song called Hot Heart by request for Gary to kick things off on this edition of the program, just because we love you and our little Christmas present to you, Gary, for emailing us on the show. And I also want to give a big shout-out to Paul and Robert for calling in and emailing last week about last week's show and just letting me know that they were tuning in and thought it was a great program. And I want to just say thanks, because it's great to know that people are tuning in and keeping tabs on what's happening with the show. And I thought it was a pretty great show, too, I have to say. Just giving myself a little pat on the back here. But I thought our Betty Page special was pretty cool, something a little different, something a little out of the ordinary for yours truly. And I thought it was done pretty darn well. And it showed, because we got a lot of great response from it. So thanks. Thanks for that. And hopefully we'll get some great response from this show, our Christmas show here on Third Time's the Charm. And, of course, reminder, next week, our last show of 2008 will be a bona fide floor-shaking dance party, Third Time's the Charm style. So definitely tune in. Keep your ears open and your dancing shoes on at 9:30 in the morning, because we're going to rip it up next week on the last edition of Third Time's the Charm for 2008. But here we are now, and with 16 minutes after 10 o'clock, we got to get going. We only got till 11:30, and we got lots of Christmas tunes that we want to play for you today, as is the festive season here at CITR, keeping in, again, in line with whatever else is going on here at CITR. And it's going to be a festive day here at CITR, I'm sure, and of course through the rest of the week. So you got to keep us locked, friends, folks, and family, to 101.9 FM. And we're going to kick this little set off here just for the next few minutes. We'll probably kick things off in a festive way in about 12 minutes time, 10:30. So in the meantime, here's a little band from Los Angeles who I just found out are actually making their way up the West Coast in January, but sadly not coming to Vancouver, and I'm very disappointed at that. I don't know who is responsible, or maybe not responsible, for this act of disappointment, but the Etz are taking a little West Coast journey up and down the coast in January, making it as near as Seattle in mid-January, but no Vancouver dates, unfortunately. But to tide us over, to live vicariously through the sights and the sounds of the Etz, here's something from their latest album. It was released earlier this year. It's called Look at Life Again Soon. It's released on a label called Take Root Records. This is a track called Two Arms. We'll be right back. And we're back on CITR 101.9 FM. It is 10:30. It is halfway normally through the show, but because we started a bit late, it just seems all too early here on CITR 101.9 FM, third time's charm, and Bryce here at the helm for this holiday edition of the program. Thanks for tuning us in, even though we started late. If you miss any of today's program, do check us out on our podcast, which will be up later today on our trusty website, www.citr.ca, and that's where you can find us on the World Wide Web. You can also shoot us an email at borninsixty9@hotmail.com, borninsixty9@hotmail.com. That is the email address for the show. Our phones are not working here in the studios. We've been trying to let you know this for the last few days now. Unfortunately, we've had some serious technical difficulties as a result of the storms and just with the time of the year. It seems like everything's just starting to crumble within our fingers. But that's why your funding drive donations are now coming in handy, folks. So all this money you've donated to CITR is now going to get to go to good use and practical use by letting us purchase things like a new phone call board and new computer monitors and keyboards and things of that nature. So we appreciate your Christmas presents to us. And in return, we try to provide you with the best possible music and or eclectic programming that CITR is known for over our last 25-year history. But that being said, let us soldier on. And let you know that we heard three songs in that last little set, and we had the likes of The Etz to start us off from Los Angeles, California. Look at Life Again Soon, the name of the album on Take Root Records. They are coming to the West Coast in January, but no Vancouver dates. Seattle on January the 24th is about as close as we're going to get, so you might want to take a little road trip down to see this great garage trio. To Arms, the name of the song from The Etz. We had the Mansfields after that, after a bit of a delay. Sorry about that. Wasn't exactly the song I was going to play, but had to make do. Mansfields from their newest one on Gearhead Records. It's called Cramp Your Style. And this trio from Fort Collins, Colorado, have been doing this for now almost a decade, if not a little bit longer, and they've really cemented their sort of punk rockabilly glam take on those styles and compiled it on this disc called Cramp Your Style from the Mansfields. You heard a cover called Just Because. Don't know who the original composers of that are, but if any of you rockabilly fans know or recognized their take on Just Because, then you'll know who the original composers were. And then we ended the set off there with a South London group called The Lines. They were a very obscure band that only put out two EPs and a single during their only four-year career. They were only around from 1979 to 1983, and they've been compiled on the Acute Records label with a CD called Floodbank. And I've been meaning to play this for a little while because anything that we get from Acute Records here at CITR has always been pretty darn cool. I've been meaning to check this out for a little while and finally got around to it. And, just like I thought, it sounds pretty darn cool. It's very reminiscent of, a lot of the other English groups that were sort of doing that sort of post-punk thing. Maybe reminiscent of early Fall, a bit of early Wire, some sort of television-y kind of influence there from, you know, from the States, obviously. But not too shabby. They're a track called Come Home from The Lines out of South London. And again, these guys were only around for 4 years in the UK, and they've compiled the best of their recorded output on this CD. So not only do you get the two EPs and the single, but you also get some unreleased tracks as well. So you might want to check this one out on Acute Records. And check what this South London group has to offer. The other comp that's pretty cool from Acute Records is Metal Urbane from Paris, France. They were a pretty awesome group as well during the mid-70s, early 80s. That's the other reason why I wanted to check it out, because I thought, if that Metal Urbane was pretty darn cool, then The Lions should be just as. And I was proven right. So there you have it. Now, with that little warm-up out of the way, I've gotten my little songs ready to go. My Christmas tunes are set. And now we're going to launch into our little Christmas special here on Third Time's the Charm. So from now until the end of the program, which will be 11:30-ish, because I'm not exactly sure if the morning after show will be here or not, we will see. But we'll indulge in the festive season and Christmas with some tunes courtesy of Third Time's the Charm. So here we go. We're going to kick things off with a brand new release from the Fleshtones out of New York City, one of the hardest working rock and roll bands you will not find, or I say you will find. That didn't quite make sense when I wanted to say that, but be that as it may, the hardest working band in New York City currently is the Fleshtones, and they put out this new CD on Yep Rock Records entitled Stocking Stuffer. All Christmas songs, 11 of them in total, and this one kind of caught my eye right away. It's called Canadian Christmas. So we're going to, I guess, hear what a Canadian Christmas is like through the eyes of the Fleshtones right here on Third Time's the Charm.
Oh, it's getting lonely this time of year. Pushing to and fro, never getting nowhere. People on the streets, frowns on their faces. Have they forgotten those magic places? I remember a time so long ago, pushing my way through the ice and snow, feeling at one with the frozen tundra, gazing at the beauty of this winter wonderland. Canadian Christmas,
it's a winter wonderland.
Canadian Christmas,
it's a winter wonderland.
Christmas still lives up there, far from the cities who no longer care.
Hiding in the pines, swirling round the lakes,
a little Christmas spirit is all it takes. I remember a time not so far away,
flying down a hill on a homemade sleigh,
lighting up the tree to put raisins under.
Up next, the Rondells.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Glory.
wish it wasn't so. Spend my time remembering how we made angels in the snow. Hope you're thinking of me and that you feel the same way too. If it works out okay, I'll find a way to spend my Christmas time with you. Feeling the cold glow, forgiving the winter snow, or reflecting of the sun. Christmas time with you, but then we won't feel the air. It'll be cold, but we won't care. Christmas time with you. Just once a year, but it's never any fun. Thoughts of you don't seem to fade with the late December sun. Hope I find you happy and with not a lot to do. If it works out okay, I'll find a way to spend my Christmas time with you. Feeling the cold and low, forgiving the winter snow, more reflection of the sun. Christmas time with you, but then we won't feel the air. It'll be cold, but we won't care. Christmas time with you.
Because, puppy, he's a special Santa who delivers presents to Powerpuff Kids all over the world.
Daddy, who are the Powerpuff Kids, and what does Santa bring them?
Well, my sweet pea.
Ho, 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 ho!
He's bringing sugar plums for the yum-yums, a beetle cat for Timmy, a drummer for the baby shakes, and a boyfriend back to Kimmy. Big star records for Toshio. Chelsea gets tickets to an Iggy show. He's even got a tambourine for Jimmy. Billy gets singled by the Shangri-Las. There's a leather jacket for Gina, a radio hit Nicky Corbett, and a record player for Tina. Johnny Thunder's old guitar will make Miguel from Spain a star. The ugly beats get Sam the Sham for Visa. Powerpuff Santa's loaded up his sleigh. He's going to Italy, Germany, Sweden, France, and Spain. South America. Girls, the new songs for the shy ones, 60 stuff for Nuria, a box and for the fuzz tones. Christmas, they get killer suits, and Chrissy gets white go-go boots, and the methadones get whatever Santa brings them. Powerpuff Santa's loaded up his sleigh. He's gone to Italy, Germany, Sweden, France, and Spain.
Christmas Day coming. Drummer boys drumming, digging that Yuletide beat. Snow gently falling, Santa Claus is calling, ringing his bell on the street. Discotheques are hopping, it's gonna be a real cool Yule. Celebrate the season, holly jolly reason, the candy you don't learn at school. On the carol ship, all the kids are hip, digging the Yuletide trip. It's Christmas time again. Reindeer, lots of holiday cheer in every groovy pad. People carol singing, church bells are ringing, you just can't feel sad.
Need it. Their only interest is watching meaningless Earth programs on the video.
Loop-de-loop, oh yeah. What
All right. Can't go wrong with a classic, hey, on Christmas. That, of course, the Ronettes and Frosty the Snowman from the Phil Spector Christmas album. A host of great Motown artists on one handy piece of wax doing all kinds of great Christmas songs. And that, of course, the Ronettes doing Frosty the Snowman. Before that, the Kaisers out of Scotland and their little tune called Merry Christmas, Loopy Lou, from a Norton Records 7-inch single recorded a couple of years back. One of my favorites from the Kaisers, and one of my favorite Christmas songs, too. It's just a great little number. And before that, we had a couple of tunes. Actually, before we get to those tunes, Cute Lepers were in the set there, and a track from the Seattle band called All I Ever Want Under the Christmas Tree, brand new from the Blackheart Records Christmas compilation. Blackheart Records being a record label based out of New York City, which features, among others, the Cute Lepers, the Vacancies, the Eyeliners, and Joan Jett, who is the sole proprietor and contributor to Blackheart Records. She compiled that Christmas compilation just released and available for your Christmas consumption. Before that, we had two tunes brand new from Vancouver's very own Power Pop Kings, The Pointed Sticks, and Power Pop Santa and Christmas Time Again from The Pointed Sticks. And if you were very astute and paying close attention during Power Pop Santa, the band mentioning all kinds of Christmas gifts being delivered to their favorite kids around the world, and a Vancouver band mentioned in the lyrics of Power Pop Santa. I won't give it away. The clues were obvious, but if you were paying close attention, you would have caught who that Vancouver band was. Before that, we had a couple of tunes from another compilation called A Midnight Christmas Mess. And this was a compilation that came out during the mid-1980s when the garage explosion across the East Coast was rampant and a lot of great bands coming out of the New York State area and surrounding New England burbs. And Midnight Records was a great label that showcased a lot of these bands, and they decided to get into the festive spirit and put out a Christmas album, a compilation of those bands from the New York area. And we heard two songs, one from the Trifles and one from the Cheapskates. The Trifles doing a track called Gloria in Excelsis Deo, of course the traditional Christmas tune mixed with their own interpretation of the Shadows of Night song Gloria, if you didn't already catch on to that. And then another tune from the Cheapskates called Christmas Time With You, an original composition from that New York band. And this comp is actually pretty hard to come by now. I haven't seen too many copies of it around, so if you see it in your local bargain bin or in the used section at your local record store, do pick it up, because it's pretty darn cool, and it's a great testament to the scene that was happening in the mid-80s on the Eastern Seaboard, courtesy of Midnight Records. Before that, we had another one of my favorite Christmas songs from the Rondells, a now defunct band that featured members from Philadelphia and San Francisco. And I don't know how they managed to keep this band together for so many years, but they truly did. And they had a cool little album called Shined Nickels and Loose Change that was a compilation of singles and rarities and B-sides. And that track was a live-to-radio song. I believe it was done on a Philadelphia station. I can't remember exactly which one. But, of course, their interpretation of Angels We Have Heard on High from the Rondells, just really happy, poppy, and just, I don't know, kind of warms the heart, if you know what I mean. And then, of course, we started our Christmas-themed show off with the Fleshtones and their song Canadian Christmas. And I don't know, I didn't really get too much of a sense of a truly Canadian Christmas when I listened to those lyrics. But again, kudos for them to at least try to encapsulate what it's like here north of the 49th during the winter season. And the Fleshtones doing a commemorable job on all other tracks here on their newest one called Stocking Stuffer. It's on the Yup Rock recording label. They've even done a reinterpretation of the theme song from the 1964 classic Christmas tune, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, featuring the prepubescent Pia Zadora in a starring role. I think one of her first starring roles, if I'm not mistaken.
But Hooray for Santa Claus was the theme song to that particular movie, and the Fleshtones doing a pretty cool reinterpretation of that, as well as a host of other original compositions and some other cool tunes. So you might want to check this one out if you're a Fleshtones fan, if you're a Christmas music fan, you just want to compile the collection a little bit more, a little bit longer, then do check this one out, the Fleshtones Stocking Stuffer. All right, 6 minutes after the hour of 11, and we still have a few Christmas songs to go, and of course this bit of a labored and late edition of the program, we're going to expect the arrival of the Morning After Show with Oswaldo Perez. He's going to regale us with tales of his sunny trip down to Mexico, I'm sure. Jealous, I know. And either way, I'm sure he's got some cool music up his sleeve for this week. So we'll wait for his arrival around the 11:30 mark. But until then, we're going to continue on with some more Christmas tunes. And I think I've got something queued up here. Ah, yes. The wonderful instrumental sounds of Jackie and the Cedrics. And this is a great band from the Tokyo region that are not together anymore, sadly, but have done some great stuff with doing Christmas songs. And this is a track that you'll, I'm sure, recognize.
Thank you. they're hoping to see all the nice things that Santa brought me. Before I got to the bottom of the stairs, I saw a sight that made me hear the air. I saw a rock and roll Santa. Woo! A rock and roll Santa. Woo! What was going on? He said, come on, boy, let's get real gone. Take off your slippers and put on your shoes, 'cause then he's gonna show you how to vibe the blues. And so rock and roll Santa. Rock and roll Santa. Woo! Rock and roll Santa. Rockin' in a bobbin' away. Shoulder and he said, let's go. I'm going to take it down to the picture show. Yeah, rock and roll Santa. Woo! Rock and roll Santa. Woo! Rock and roll Santa. Rocking in a bobbing away.
To a Christmas party, it will be a swinging Christmas party. We've got an invite from Santa Claus to join in the fun. All the swingers will be there, and we're the one. We're going to a party. It's a swinging Christmas party. Rock, we're gonna rock away the evening. And I said, roll, we'd rock and roll through the night. Presents wrapped up in cellophane, a smiling face is at the window pane, looking forward to raising pain. We're going to a party, a swinging Christmas party. Rock away the evening, and I said, roll, we rock and roll through the night. All the presents wrapped up in cellophane, smiling faces at the window pane, looking forward to raising hay. We're going to a party, a swinging Christmas party.
A couple more Christmas tunes there for you from Norton Records, courtesy of a compilation record that they put out a couple of years back. Some very obscure artists doing their interpretations of Christmas tunes. That was Brendan Hanlon and the Batmen doing Swingin' Christmas Party. And I'm going to date that around the 1950s, probably late 50s into the early 60s, around that time. It's got that sort of cool rockabilly-ish feel, so I'm gonna dated around that period. And then, of course, Little Joey Farr before that with a tune called Rock and Roll Santa, an obscure rockabilly singer from, again, probably the late 50s, early 1960s. Not a lot of info on these artists, and maybe that's how it should be, because a lot of the times these great little ditties, these little diamonds in the rough, are cool to hear, and it almost makes you just want to not know a lot about the artists and dig around for yourself, see if you can find some information on these groups and artists that Norton traditionally has uncovered and unleashed upon the music world, and trust Norton to do just that. So you can find this compilation again on Norton Records. It's a 4-song, 7-inch single, and those two tracks and then a couple of others on the other side of the record complete this little compilation there for you. We also had in the set a track from Los Straitjackets, instrumental stuff from the Nashville, Tennessee group Marshmallow World, from their 3-song EP they released a few years ago. But a great little interpretation of that classic tune. And we had the Untamed Youth from Hollywood, California, doing a little intro called Santa's Midnight Run, courtesy of Norton Records from 1989. Going a way, way back for that one. And then, of course, we had Jackie and the Cedrics, a little instrumental tune they cooked up called Santa Claus is Coming to Town on Norton Records as well. So a lot of stuff from the Norton Records label there in that set, and justly so, because they put all the great Christmas tunes from there. And the Christmas spirit is in full effect here. I don't know if you can hear it coming from the other room, but definitely, we are in high spirits here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And, of course, with only a few more minutes to go here on the program, we've got some more Christmas tunes on the way. So do stay tuned all day long here on CITR for your Christmas music pleasure. And throughout the rest of the week, because we'll have lots of great shows doing their Christmas specials as well. But if you've missed any of today's program, of course, you can check us out on the web, www.citr.ca. Go to our podcast page and check out all the action there. Drop me an email in the interim until next week, bornin69@hotmail.com. bornin69@hotmail.com is all one word, lowercase letters, bornin69@hotmail.com. Let me know what you thought of today's show. We got some requests maybe for future shows, questions, commendations, ideas, last-minute Christmas shopping suggestions. I don't know. But that's where you can send them to, bornin69@hotmail.com. All right, let's get a little more punky, shall we, maybe, for the next little set here. And we're going to go to a classic from The Boys from 1980-81, but as their alter egos, The Yobs. And this is a track called Another Christmas. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, a classic there from the Ramones, of course. Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight. The feeling of the season here on CITR 101.9 FM and to you, hopefully, in your homesteads and your families during this holiday season. And, of course, how can we not? How can we not fight? It's a joyous time. It's a good time. Celebration, all of that good stuff. We also had in the set there the Groovy Ghoulies, My Christmas Card to You, a little joyous interpretation there, a little Christmas greetings to you and yours from Kepi Ghoulie and crew. That's a relatively new cut, actually. It's only come out, I think, within the last year or so, and I actually just discovered it scouring through some stuff on the old interweb there. It's a beautiful thing. Technology sometimes, but that one I tracked down just a little while ago, so I thought I'd give that one along to you. Another Christmas present there for you. And the Yobs, of course, known as the Boys, their alter ego. The Yobs put out a couple of albums, one of which was a Christmas-themed album, and then they had some other stuff recorded as their alter egos. And, of course, that was another Christmas from To Hell with the Boys from 1980, and that was a little punky Christmas set for you. And Oswaldo has made his way into the booth, which means only one thing, that the morning after show is up next here on CITR 101.9 FM. And this is my opportunity to say so long and thanks for listening. Sorry about the late start, but hopefully you enjoyed the rest of the Christmas-themed edition here on Third Time's the Charm. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and safe holiday season. Do take care on the roads today if you happen to be out. But if you don't have to go out, don't bother. Just stay indoors. Enjoy the company of loved ones, friends, and family, and do yourself a favor and enjoy the holidays. From me to you, Third Time's the Charm, signing off this week. And of course, reminder, next week we're going to shake off all that Christmas turkey and get down and get dancing for the last show of 2008, a good old-fashioned rock and roll dance party next week on Third Time's the Charm. So do listen in. It's going to be a great one. And for now, let's bid you adieu with one more Christmas song. This one is going back a little ways. You'll know it. You'll love it. Merry Christmas. See you next week.